I can't believe you would actually say that. I would much rather be Mr. Peanut than Mr. Salty.
No way. Mr. Salty is a sailor, all right? He's got to be, like, the toughest snack there is.
I don't know. You don't want to mess with corn nuts. They're crazy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Guys, you got to come see this. There's some creep out there with a telescope.
I can't believe it. He's looking right at us.
Oh, that is so sick.
I feel violated, and not in a good way.
How can people do that?
Oh,
you guys, look. Ugly naked guy got gravity boots. Quickly.
Years from now, school children will study it as one of the greatest first dates of all time. It was unbelievable. We could totally be ourselves. We didn't have to play any games.
So have you called her yet?
Let her know I like her. What are you saying?
Oh, guys.
Whoa. It's the next day. How needy do I want to seem? I'm right. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let her dangle. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. I can't believe my parents are actually pressuring me to find one of you people.
God, come on. Just do it. Call her. Stop being so testosterone-y.
Which, by the way, is the real San Francisco tree. I got her machine.
Her answering machine?
No. Interestingly enough, her leaf blower picked up.
Why didn't you say anything?
Oh, no. Last time I left a spontaneous message, I ended up using the phrase, yes, indeedio.
Look, it's Rachel and Barry. No, don't everybody look at what?
Okay, what's going on?
Okay, they're just talking.
Yeah, well, does he look upset? Does he look like he was just told to shove anything?
No, actually, he's smiling. And oh, my God, don't do that!
What?
That man across the street just kicked that pigeon. Oh.
And basically, that's how a bill becomes a law. Hey, Rach.
Hey. How'd it go? You know, it was actually really great. Took me to lunch at the Russian tea room, and I had that chicken, you know, where you poke it and all the butter squirts out. Not a good day for birds. And then we took a walk down to Bendel's, and I told him not to, but he got me a little bottle of Chanel.
That's nice. Now, was that before or after you told him to stop calling, stop sending you flowers, and to generally leave you alone, hmm?
Right. Well, we never actually got to that. Oh, it was just so nice to see him again, you know? It was comfortable, and it was familiar, and it was just nice.
That's nice twice.
Rachel, what's going on? I mean, isn't this the same Barry who you left at the altar?
Duh. Where have you been?
Yeah, but it was different with him today. I mean, and he wasn't, like, orthodontist guy, you know? I mean, we had fun. Was there anything wrong with that?
Yes.
Why?
I have my reasons.
Okay, how about the fact that he's engaged to another woman who just happens to be your ex-best friend? All right. I know it's stupid. I'll go see him this afternoon, and I will just put an end to it. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy, right? I mean, it was never like that.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it was so nice. That's a little sink here.
Oh, Danielle, I wasn't expecting the machine. Give me a call when you get a chance. Bye-bye. Oh, God.
That's what you've been working on for the past 2 hours?
Hey, I've been honing it.
What was with the dishes?
Oh, I want her to think I might be in a restaurant. You know? I might have some kind of life, like I haven't been sitting around here honing for the last 2 hours.
Look, look, he's doing it again, the guy with the telescope.
Oh, my God.
Oh, go away. Stop looking in here. Great, now he's waving back.
Man, we got to do something about that guy.
This morning, I caught him looking into our apartment. It creeps me out. I feel like I can't do stuff.
What kind of stuff?
Will you grow up? I'm not talking about sexy stuff, but like when I'm cooking naked.
You cook naked?
Yeah, toast, oatmeal, nothing that spatters.
What are you looking at me for? I didn't know that. What's the matter?
Oh, I just... Oh, Barry, this was not good.
No, it was. It was very, very good.
What about Mindy?
Oh, way better than Mindy.
No, not that. I mean, what about you and Mindy?
Oh. Look, you want, I'll just break it off with her.
No. I mean, don't do that. Not for me.
Dr. Farber, Bobby Rush is here for his adjustments.
Thanks, Bernice. Let's go away this weekend.
Oh, Barry, come on. This is all way too...
No. We can go to Aruba. When I went there on what would have been our honeymoon, it was really nice. He would have liked it.
I had a bra. Hey, Dr. Farber.
All right, Miss Green, everything looks fine. Yep, I think we're starting to see some real progress here.
What? I'm 12. I'm not stupid.
Can I use your phone?
Yeah. But for future reference, that thing in your hand can also be used as a phone.
Yes, it's working. Why isn't she calling me back?
Maybe she never got your message.
You know, if you want, you can call her machine, and if she has a lot of beeps, that means she probably didn't get her messages yet.
You don't think that makes me seem a little...
Desperate, needy, pathetic?
Ah, you obviously saw my personal ad.
How many beeps?
She answered.
You see, this is where you'd use that hello word we talked about.
I'm not going to talk to her. She obviously got my message and is choosing not to call me. Now I'm needy and snubbed. God, I miss just being needy.
Hey.
Hey.
How do you take it?
Pretty well, actually.
Rach, how come you have dental floss in your hair?
Oh, do I?
Uh-huh.
He ended up having sex in his chair.
You had sex in his chair? I said that a little too loudly, didn't I?
You had what?
Sex in his chair.
What were you thinking?
I don't know. I mean, we still care about each other. There's a history there. It's like you and Carol.
No. It's nothing like me and Carol.
Please, if she said to you, Ross, I want you on this couch, right here, right now, what would you say?
If it helps, I could slide over.
It's It's a totally different situation. It's apples and oranges. It's orthodontist and lesbian. I gotta go.
Where are you going?
I just have to go, all right? Do I need a reason, huh? I mean, I have things to do with my life. I have a jam-packed schedule. And I am late for keeping up with it.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Mindy. Hi. Hey, how are you? Yes, I heard. Congratulations, that is so great. Really? Oh, God. Okay. Okay, well, I'm working tomorrow, but if you want, you can come by if you want. Okay. Great. Great. All right. So I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Bye. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh. So how's Mindy?
Oh, she wants to see me tomorrow. Oh, she sounded really weird. I gotta call Barry. Hi, it's me. I just... Mindy! Mindy! Hi! No, I figured that's where you'd be.
Hell is filled with people like you. He's back. The peeper's back. Get down.
Get down?
And boogie.
Thanks, but I gotta go to work and get my eyes scratched out by Mindy. Relax, you know, she may not even know. Please, I haven't heard from her in 7 months, and now she calls me. I mean, what else is it about? Oh, she's my best friend, you guys. We went to camp together. She taught me how to kiss.
Yeah?
Now, you know, I'm like the other woman. Oh, I feel so...
naughty.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
Oh, hold up. I'll walk out with it. Now, Rach, when she taught you to kiss, you're at camp, and were you wearing any kind of little uniform or... That's fine.
Okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Will you watch my phone?
Why don't you just take it with you?
Hey, we haven't been on a second date. She needs to hear me pee.
Why don't you just call her?
I can't call her. I left the message. I have some pride.
Do you?
No. Danielle, hi. Hi, it's Chandler. I'm fine. Listen... I don't know if you tried to call me because, idiot that I am, I accidentally shut off my phone. Oh, okay, that's fine, that's great. Okay. She's on the other line, she's going to call me back. She's on the other line, she's going to call me back. She's on the other line, going to call me back.
Don't you have to pee?
Why, I'm dancing.
Mindy. Hey, you. Hey, you. So, what's up?
We should really be sitting for this.
Sure we should. So,
now, I know things have been weird lately, but you're like my oldest friend in the world, except for... maybe Lori Schaefer, who I don't talk to anymore, because she's all bitter now that she lost the weight, and it turns out she doesn't have a pretty face. Okay, I'm just going to ask you this once, and I want a straight answer.
Okay.
Will you be my maid of honor?
Someone in the city.
What would make you think that?
Well, ever since we announced the engagement, he's been acting really weird. And then last night, he came home smelling like Chanel.
Really? Mindy, if it'll make you feel any better, when Barry and I first got engaged, he went through a whole weird thing, too.
Oh, God. You see, that's what I was afraid of.
What? What's what you're afraid of?
Okay. When Barry was engaged to you, he and I kind of had our little thing on the side.
What?
I know. And when he proposed to me, everyone said, don't do it. He's just going to do to you what he did to Rachel. And now I feel so stupid.
Oh, Mindy.
Oh, you are so stupid.
Oh, we are both so stupid.
What do you mean?
Smell familiar?
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, me. I am so sorry.
No, I am sorry. I'm sorry. Oh.
Oh, my.
Four letters, circle or hoop?
Ring, damn it, ring!
Thanks.
Hey, you know our phone's not working?
What?
I tried to call you from the coffee shop. There was no answer.
I turned it off. Mother of God, I turned it off.
Just like you told her you did. Just pointing out the irony.
Hey, so listen, I went across the street and talked to the doorman. I got the peeper's name. Can I use the phone? Can I use your phone? Yeah, the number for a Sydney Marks, please.
Heating device.
Radiator.
Five letters.
Herdader.
Yeah, is Sydney there? Oh, this is. Sydney's a woman.
So she's a woman. So what?
Yeah. So what? Look, I live across the street, and I know all about you and your little telescope, and I don't appreciate it, okay? Yeah, I can see you right now. Hello? Now look, if I want to walk around my apartment in my underwear, I shouldn't have to feel like...
Thank you. That's not really the point. The point is that... Not mostly free weights, but occasionally...
You Joey! Know.
Yeah, my neighbor. Yeah, the brunette. She said you looked very pretty the other day in the green dress.
The green dress? Really?
Yeah, she said you look like Ingrid Bergman that day.
No.
Hey.
You
got a second?
Sure. Come on. In.
Hello, sweetheart.
What you guys doing here?
We are here to break up with you.
Both of you?
Basically, we think you're a horrible human being and bad things should happen to you.
I'm sorry, God. I am so sorry. I'm an idiot. I was weak. I couldn't help myself. But whatever I did, I only did because I love you so much.
Which one of us are you talking to there, Bear?
Mindy. Mindy, of course, Mindy. It was always Mindy.
Even when we were having sex in that chair?
I swear, whatever I was doing, I was always thinking of you.
Oh, please! During that second time, you couldn't have picked her out of a lineup.
You did it twice?
Well, the first time didn't really count. You know, it was Barry.
Honey, baby, sweetheart, just give me another chance, okay? We'll start all over again. Huh? We'll go back to Aruba.
Dr. Farber, we've got a bit of an emergency here. Jason Castellano's choking on his retainer.
Oh, God. I'll be right there, Bernice. Look, please don't go anywhere, okay? I'll be right back.
Okay, and we'll be here, hating you. Did you see how he was sweating when he walked out of here? Oh, look, honey, if I'm hugging the ball too much, you just jump right in there and take a couple punches, because I'm telling you, this feels great.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm still going to marry him.
What are you talking about? Andy, the guy is the devil. He is Satan in a smock.
Look, I know he's not perfect. But the truth is, at the end of the day, I still really want to be Mrs. Dr. Barry Farber. DDS. Oh, God. I hope you can find some way to be happy for me. And I hope you'll still be my maid of honor.
And I hope Barry doesn't kill you and eat you in Aruba.
You okay?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know, ever since I ran out on Barry at the wedding, I have wondered whether I made the right choice. Ugh, now I know.
Big day.
All right, I'll give you this. Mr. Peanut is a better dresser.
I mean, he's got the monocle, he's got the top hat.
You know he's gay?
I just want to clarify this. Are you outing Mr. Peanut?
Chandler?
Danielle, hi. Hi, everybody. This is Danielle. Danielle, everybody.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
Well, I've been calling you, but it turns out I had your number wrong. And when I finally got the right one from information, there was no answer. So I thought I'd just come down here and make sure you were okay.
Oh, I'm okay.
Listen, maybe we could get together later?
That sounds good. I'll call you. Or you call me. Whatever, you know.
You got it.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, there you go.
Second date.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Oh, well, she seems very nice and everything, but that whole thing about her coming all the way down here just to see if I was okay, I mean, how needy is that?
Oh.